Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Happy holidays, humans, from Brett Morris and Matt Besser. That's me, of Improv for Humans. We are giving away on this holiday season Stolen Idea, a punk rock musical. It's a musical that Brett and I made with a lot of Improv for Humans regulars. A few years ago, it was behind the crazy Stitcher paywall for a long time. And then it was behind our paywall right now, improvforhumans.com. Until today, we bring it forward to you to wish you a Merry Christmas. We hope you enjoy it. We're going to have it out behind the paywall for a month. So if you enjoy it, please pass it on, share it, tell people about it. It's a funny musical, we hope you think. And we hope it inspires you to check out other original content that we have behind our paywall at improvforhumans.com for a subscription of only $40 a year or $4 a month. But why not check out for a year with a subscription that helps support all of our improvisers on Improv for Humans and Brett and I in making all this original content. We have a lot of original content at the Professor Besser feed. We go deep into improv and comedy on Answering the Humans, the I4H Breakdown, the Crimes Against Comedy podcast. On the Best Taste in the Universe feed, we have a lot of talk about music, especially on our Discord. But as of today, we are releasing the first episode of the Sci-Fi Power Rankings. Ben Rogers is the co-host. He's coming on. We're breaking down and running down the top sci-fi television shows. So join now. Music, sci-fi, improv, but mostly comedy at improvforhumans.com. Get a subscription right now. Or give the gift of Improv for Humans. And keep being human this holiday season. Ho, ho, human!
The best place for an entertainer to find work is in the city that never sleeps. New York City. A million acts waiting to break it big. This is the story of two such entertainers approaching middle age, known in the industry as do or die time. Phil was a singer-songwriter. Matt was a stand-up comedian. They didn't know each other. They had never met. The only thing they had in common was a fear that their careers might be over. Our story begins with Phil at a place where careers begin, end, and never happen. Open mic night. Performed his tightest 10 because tonight was special and the audience was the booker from the big talk show.
As you folks might know, I have more characters than anyone in the world. I have 52 cards in my hand right now. I'm going to have someone pick a card randomly.
What is it?
It is Mr. Undo Credit. Mr. Undo Credit, okay? You're going to help me with this character. Just answer honestly. Mr. Undo Credit, okay? Do you like the Beatles?
I love the Beatles.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We just took credit for the Beatles, folks. Take another one. This is Mr. Polite. Mr. Polite does stand it. Have you ever noticed the difference between men and women? I haven't. Do you guys like impressions?
Yeah!
Not me, they're mean. I was going to do a joke about the Battle of Hastings in 10,066, but I think it's too soon. Pick one more. Nazi David Blaine. Nazi David Blaine. For my next stunt, I won't hate Jews for 24 hours straight.
This is it. Now or never, and I'm gonna give it my best shot. I wanna shout something cooler than I'm falling and I can't get off. I'm 39, I'm feeling fine, and I'm ready to rock it, baby. I'm just not quite in the state of mind to actually rock a baby.
Bill's wife, Sarah, however, didn't share her husband's dream of making it big in the music biz. For her, this was the time to settle down and raise a family.
I gotta tell you now.
Art critic who gets too close to the art. I found the painting to be blurry, unfocused, hard to see, and it hurt the tip of my nose.
The time is now.
Hey, Phil, nice set.
Wow, look at you. My agent actually showed up to one of my gigs.
Dude, how about that new song? Yeah, buddy. You look like you were having fun up there.
That's what you have to say? I play a new song, and your observation is how much fun I'm having? What are you, my camp counselor?
I'm just saying it looked like you're having fun up there. That's great.
Who cares about fun? Your job is to tell me what you think of my new song.
Why are you so angry, man? I like the song, okay?
Like? Like? What are you, Facebook? This could be a hit song and you have to love it because you have to sell it.
Yeah, it's catchy. Nice hook. But, you know, the lyrics sound like they're from a... you know.
From a what?
An old guy.
Old guy? You mean experienced?
I'll have you know, I'm not too old to rock and roll, no way. I can still kick ass through my Marshall stack and headbang night and day. Rock out with my cock out.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm still going strong, and I can still write songs that are relevant to today's youth market.
Yeah, well, listen. As fascinating as all this is, you're still clearly pushing 40.
Hey, 40 is the new 20.
If you think that music now can hold a candle to the great and mighty 1990s, you haven't got a clue. If Fall Out Boy doesn't annoy you, you're clearly not a musician. Bruno Mars should be playing bars, and Justin Bieber's lame. Doesn't matter that Neil Young really
Hey, Matt. Hey, nice set. Hey, you really had him going up there.
Hey, I hear you're booking tonight for the big talk show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I would love to book you.
Awesome.
Hey, you know me. I love you.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think that's TV-friendly stuff.
Wait a minute. What? I didn't curse.
No, it's not that. It's just a little weird for the four-minute format. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. But what about iMac Hamlet?
Yeah.
He was on last month with his weird shit, and that went over well.
Yeah, well, iMac Hamlet's got a huge Twitter following, and his Instagram account is blowing up. You gotta check this thing out.
Aw, come on, man. Are you kidding me?
Jokes aren't enough anymore. Your fans want to know what you're having for breakfast.
Eggs, toast, bacon.
Time to pick up your smartphone and Twitter. Some funny jokes. Why not Pinterest? Flickr, LinkedIn,
WordPress, Tumblr, Facebook? For Christ's sake, Matt, you're not even on Facebook. Come on. You're not keeping up with social media. Hang out with your fans. Tweet some jokes. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm a comedian. My job is to entertain, not to be their friend. And I about a cup of coffee does not constitute a joke.
Hashtag too hot.
You have to tell them every goddamn minute of your life, like a reality show. In 140 characters or less. Jokes aren't enough anymore.
Matt, it's time for you to get real.
Don't be bitter about Twitter, I'm on Reddit there, I said it. You're a bumbler when it comes to Tumblr. Let's not bicker about Flickr, take an interest in Pinterest. Spend a weekend doing LinkedIn, give a damn about Instagram.
At least be aware of Foursquare.
Alright, I get it, you don't have to do the Danny Kaye breakdown. Hey, it didn't hurt.
Hey Philip, how'd the show go?
It went really, really fine.
Did he like the new song?
He was more concerned with how much fun I was having.
It's been 6 years since he sold a song for you.
Why are you on my back?
Excuse me? I was just saying it's been 6 years.
You're segueing into the baby discussion.
What's the discussion? I thought you wanted to have a baby.
Of course I want to have a baby. Right after I sell the next song.
But what if it doesn't sell, Phil?
You know, I don't have to take this constant nagging all the time.
Ooh! Please don't you use that tone of voice with me right now. Whenever I try to talk, you always shut me out. You just sit around all day staring at your computer screen. Some of us have to work for a living, Philip. Get it?
Wow, nice set tonight, Matt. That choose a playing card bit is a solid chunk.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, I've been working on that for a while. I just like to put it on TV, you know, and throw it out.
Yeah, man. Throw it out. Sure. Hey, man, you selling tonight?
Yeah, man.
Because it's celebration time.
No problem. Just let me get into my backpack here, and what do you want?
Give me some of that lemon haze.
Okay, first just let me see your medicinal prescription card.
What? In New York? I don't have that, man.
Dude, I'm joking.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't get your generation's sense of sarcasm.
My generation? Whatever. So what are you celebrating?
Young Comic got booked on the big talk show.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Isn't that great?
That's nuts.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, man. What do you think I'm talking about? I killed out there tonight. He didn't kill.
Hey, Young Comic is really nice.
Nice? Who the fuck is talking about being nice? I'm talking about being funny. This is a comedy club, not a nice club.
What the fuck is going on back here? God damn it, Matt. What did I tell you about dealing drugs back here? And stop with the yelling. There's a show going on. Have some respect.
Respect? Respect? There's no respect around here. Can you believe Young Comic got booked and I didn't? That's crazy. Am I suddenly in some bizarro world where hacks get booked?
Matt, it's over.
What's over?
Look, how long have I known you, huh? This is me talking. I'm not just a club owner. I'm your friend who happens to be a club owner.
As Matt slipped further into his dark hole of bitter self-pity, Phil got so high that he was visited by a spirit.
This could be a hit song.
Major key.
This could be.
I think you can find your next idea on YouTube.
Who are you? How did you get in here?
I am the ghost of Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh,
Is this the iPhone 7? Can I check it out? Does it have that app where... I want a Snapchat. Does it have the Snapchat thing? What is a Snapchat? And Watson says there's one app where you can tell what the song is that's playing on the radio.
You mean Shazam?
Oh, yes, Shazam. I love that. I wish I had invented Shazam.
I am so high.
Oh, well, you could be high up on the pop charts if you just borrowed a few ideas. How do you think I invented the telephone? It's time to do some research. Let's take a moment and be influenced by someone else's creativity. Let's milk this muse. Originality ain't required. Let's take a minute and get inspired. Let's listen to some chords that we've always admired. Get mesmerized by a melody that never sounds tired. No, no, a new song is what you need. There's no need to perspire, so let's take a moment to be inspired. And you can tell everybody this isn't not your song. And you can tell
character card is, let's see, Neil Young. This is Neil Young sang a song about spilled bong water. Please don't spill your bong water on me. That smell don't go away. It'll stick with you till you die. Ask me why. Don't spill your bong water on me. Comes a time bong needs cleaning. Comes a time to scrape out the tar. Remove the resin, replace the water. That way if it spills, it won't be so bad. Till then, don't spill bong water on me. Or the rug, or my couch. But especially not my weed.
Okay, folks, that's all my time. Thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome promising young comic.
My character dice. Uh-oh. As you may know, I hold the world's record for the most characters. 66 characters. What I do is I roll the dice to determine which character I'm gonna do. You guys wanna see my character dice in action? Yeah! Alright, cool. Let's see how these babies work, huh? Okay. Number 53. Guy who doesn't know he's tripping. This acid is bullshit. Am I right? Abraham Lincoln with a serpent's body? Thank you, thank you. That's one of my favorites. Oh, here's number 22. Redneck with specific dining complaints. So you got Russian dressing. And you got French dressing. I want American dressing. Thank you. Also a favorite. Oh, 36. Like to get this old rascal out of the bag. It's the sensitive porn actor. Can you not use the F word when you're effing me in my F hole?
What the fuck is this? You stole my bit. You stole my bit.
No, it's dice in a cup, and it's 66, not 52, okay?
It's the same thing. It's a dice instead of... You just stole my essence of my whole bit. You stole my essence.
The essence?
Yes.
Maybe the spirit, but not the essence, okay?
This is such bullshit, man. Everybody saw I came out here with 52 cards, and you come out here with 66 numbers and a dice?
Well, at least all the, you know, the characters are all different from yours, you know? So, like, 14. You've heard of Paul Reiser. This is Paul Vaporizer, huh?
Hey, I was on Mad About You, but I'm more mad about two puffs of weed on my vaporizer.
What the fuck? That's terrible!
No, it's not! It's good. It's totally different from your
Paul
characters.
Vaporizer?
Yeah, right.
It sucks, man.
Sucks.
It's terrible, yes.
Will you tell that to Paul Vaporizer, okay?
All right. Thanks, YouTube. Now let's try it that Coldplay riff. Your teeth are white as pearls. I don't call for the other girl. Yeah, that's the white as pearls. I don't go for those other girls. The white as pearls. I don't go for those other girls. The white as pearls. I don't go for those other girls.
Let's hear it for Young Comic. Wow, we haven't had a standing ovation like that in a while, folks.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't leave the green room. You stole my bit.
You don't use dice.
I use cards. Same thing.
Not in Vegas.
Oh, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
Old reference. You should use that.
Oh, but then you will use it.
Look, I didn't steal your bit. My bit is totally different.
Oh, so you've been thinking about this.
If it's the same act, then why didn't you get booked on the big talk show?
Fuck you.
You stole that Neil Young impression from Jimmy Fallon.
How can you steal an impression?
Well, everybody knows that Fallon does the Neil Young impression.
I've been doing Neil Young since harvest.
What harvest? That weed you sell?
Oh, so I'm supposed to stop my impression just because someone more famous is doing it?
No, you need to stop it because he does it better. Why don't you go sell some weed, loser?
Alexander Graham Bell had successfully inspired Phil to find his next song on YouTube. And now Phil was fully into Viva La Vida.
Yeah, this is it. Two, three, your teeth are white as pearls. I don't go for those other girls. Your teeth are white as pearls. I don't go for those other girls.
Meanwhile, Matt wasn't going to let Young Comic get away with his theft.
Fuck
Yeah, you know, this week we're talking to an old friend. I don't know, maybe he's an old enemy. I don't even know anymore. Matt, welcome to the What the Hell podcast. First off, are we good?
Yeah, sure, we're good.
Great, fine. Fuck, let's get into it, man. You know, the word is that you're accusing Young Comic of stealing your material. What is all that about?
In comedy, it comes down to respect.
My best bit has been stolen from me. Once it's on TV, it's dead in the water. Blood, sweat, tears went into that bit. Now it's all in vain. Once I had a routine, would make everybody laugh. Polished to perfection, could make a dead man shit his pants. Took a bite out of my bit. Built himself a fast track. Left me here with jack shit. My best bit has been taken from me. And now it's on TV. Being done by a dickhead. That sack of
that's my new song. You like it?
Like it? I love it. Great job. Best song you've ever written.
Thanks.
It's that old Coldplay song, right?
No, what? No way. You can tell.
Fuck. What are you talking about?
Ugh, I'm so embarrassed. What was I thinking?
This is exactly the creative direction we need to be working in. That's what all the songwriters are doing these days. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Play somebody else's great riff, and you just gotta think to yourself,
my sweet code, their sweet code, money, keep playing those chords, I really want to hear them, I think that you can make them yours, I really want to make you see just how wealthy we could be.
Insane!
Insane, insane, insane!
Still a popular song!
Pop song, pop song, pop song!
Never get away with this!
Away with this, with this!
We're taking an awful risk
a
here!
Risk, a risk, a risk!
No one even knows your name! You're an old man going nowhere! Nothing ventured, nothing gained! We could be
right. I just can't wait to make it to the bank. Yeah!
I used to love hit songs. I had no idea how they were born. Now in the morning I'll wake up and claim that it came to me in a dream.
Yes, that's it, that's it. This song came to me in my sleep. I love it. Great. Now remember, no one knows you didn't write this song. Hey, listen to me, kid. You wrote this song.
I used to try to write. I felt the pain of vanilla eyes. Listen as the crowd would sing a song that belongs to Queen.
Ice, stop this. Ice, stop this.
The minute I change the key, alter the words to sound like me. I discover that my castle stands upon Pilfered songs, because I pilfered some songs, yeah.
The Coldplay-ish song was recorded and distributed to all digital platforms. Simultaneously, Young Comics' new hour special was released on HitFlix and all the same digital platforms. What the hell is a digital platform?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hello? Is this Agent? Why are you calling me so early?
Hey, buddy! Our song is a hit! It's a hit! It's a hit! You went from shit to a hit!
Number one on the iTunes charts! Rolling Stones, top of the pops, the Hot 100, and number one on Randy Jackson's Yo Dog, I'm Marking at You list!
Who was that?
Agent sold my new song!
Agent sold Time Is Now?
He sold my newest song.
What newest song? You always play me your new songs.
You don't need to hear it. It's not that good.
What are you talking about? He sold it? This is great! Do you know what this means?
Yes! Now we can have the baby!
Ho-ho-ho required in every song now.
And I've sold it.
Welcome to NPR's This Brilliant Life, where today we have Young Comic joining us. Young Comic is a performer, I was lucky enough to see, and life-changing doesn't really do it justice.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for joining me today. Tell me, young comic, where did you come up with the idea for this perfect, brilliant idea?
Well, my dad was always into gambling, so that's where the dice idea came from.
Oh, come on, bullshit.
I remember always being very fascinated by his dice. He had a special pair.
Oh, please.
And I remember always thinking, I want to do something with, well, dice.
This is such bullshit.
The new sitcom will be based in a casino, actually, you know, so there's opportunities for me to use the dice in every episode.
God, you stole my idea!
Just because at a casino, dice are used certainly much more than cards.
Oh, asshole!
It's amazing how fast automobiles are in these times.
Holy shit! Who are you? How'd you get my car?
Keep your eyes on the road, son. It's just me.
The ghost of Elisha Gray.
Who?
Elisha Gray. I invented the telephone.
What? Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone.
No, I did! That motherfucker fucked me six ways to Sunday. Oh, sorry. I didn't used to curse like that. Nasty habit I picked up in the last 100 years.
Whatever. I don't mind. So what are you saying?
Well, Alexander Graham Bell stole my shit. I mean, can you believe it? Ripped off my plans. You understand?
Not really.
I signed and notarized my designs for a telephone that used a liquid microphone. My lawyer took the application down to the U.S. Patent Office. Hours later, that same morning, Alexander Graham Bell's lawyer submitted his patent application.
So you beat Bell to the Patent Office?
Indeed. However,
Bell's lawyer tiptoed through the back and snuck a peek at my patent deadline. He took the heart of my design and broke it down into seven lines. Those seven sentences appear
as if by magic. Been patented just 3 hours earlier.
So Bell was busted.
No, Bell and his bitch Watson built and tested my water transmitter design on March 10 and successfully transmitted clear speech saying,
Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you.
Test of my water transmitter idea proved that clear speech could be transmitted electrically. He proves my theory works, so he gets the credit. How does that shit work?
That's fucked up. That's like if someone did your impression on TV before you got a chance to.
Exactly! A low-down son of a bitch. Someone like Alexander Graham Bell.
Son of a bitch.
I sued that motherfucker over that patent for years. He might have gotten my idea, but he had to live with that guilt all his life.
Yeah, but you can't sue a comedian over a bit.
The guilt will eat him. That is enough.
Fuck guilt. I'm gonna punch that motherfucker in the face, just like you said.
Got me riled up.
Wait, I never said that. Hey, where are you going? Come back!
Hey, Phil. Hey, Phil.
My name is Music Critic from Garden Home Music Blog. Can I ask you a few questions?
Sorry, I'm about to do my set.
Oh, really? I wanted to just talk with you for a second about your new popular song. Have you noticed how the chord progressions and harmony scheme are exactly like that old Coldplay song?
I haven't noticed, sorry, but right now I've got to go Coldplay. I mean, play. I gotta play.
Have you really not noticed the similarities? It seems like you would, you know, Phil? I used to think you're a really good singer-songwriter. Really original. A lot of your fans like me want to know what happened.
All right, buddy. Let's leave Phil alone before the show. Here's my card. Give me a call, and we'll set something up.
These are questions that need to be answered, Phil. Music fans demand the truth. Don't be a sellout.
Sellout? All right, pal. No need for that. Come on, Phil. Let's go backstage. Did you hear that? He called me a sellout. Me, a sellout. Punk, pop, indie, whatever, tomorrow. Trust me.
All we need is just one more hit.
Yeah, meanwhile, it's my reputation that takes the hit.
Listen to me, Phil. You don't have a reputation.
You will make us rich.
Hey, young comic. I just gave IMAC the light, and you're up next. Oh, and there's a bachelorette party requesting you do your sexy dice bid.
Okay, gotcha. So, anyway, now they got me in a triple holding deal while I work on the script for the first movie.
Ha, yeah, that's great, young comic. Dude, you are great. I've been telling people that forever, man. Hey, you want some weed? It's pretty shitty, but it'll get you high enough.
Nah, thanks. I need to keep my mind clear for my big show tomorrow.
Hey, thief. What's up? Do you want to fight in here or do you want to step outside?
You've got to be kidding me, old man. You're still on this trip?
Saw your TV, do my bit! Saw your TV, do my bit! I saw your TV, do my bit! Saw your TV, do my bit! You stole my act, man, you fucking asshole!
No one wants to see you! And you ain't skipped! No one wants to hear you! Stupid car!
This conversation is over and done. The end.
How you guys enjoying them waffles? Can I get you anything else?
No. What's happened to me?
Just great, honey. Can we get a refresher on the coffees?
You got it, hon.
Excuse me. Can I sit here or do I have to wait for a hostess?
Seat yourself, sweetheart. Oh, what happened to your eye? Can I get you an ice pack?
An ice pack would be great, thanks.
And you too, guys. I'll be right back with your coffee.
You're not getting nothing to eat?
I can eat. I'm getting sued by Coldplay. I can't believe this. You said this wouldn't happen. You said it was totally impossible.
What can I say? I underestimated the reach of Coldplay and sound recognition software. Look, just lawyer up. Come to a settlement, and you'll still walk away with some money.
Okay, all right. Well, where are we going to get a lawyer?
You mean, where are you going to get a lawyer?
What?
Don't worry, buddy. I know a guy. This stuff happens all the time. Besides, a bad reputation is exactly what your career needs.
Well, I said it once before, but I think it bears repeating. You'll never beat the game if you can't take a little beating. Just saying. What's a reputation? Look at Charlie Sheen, hit shows on television. Now he's even bigger, cause he had to see physicians talk raving. Man, reputation. Little Lindsay Lohan was so cute on Freaky Friday. Now she's freaky Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and by the way, famous. Do you get the freaking message? Reputation. Politicians, musicians, famous men and women. If they're blameless, then they're nameless, cause we just as soon forgive them. Assuming that after all, they're only human. Well, you can sweat the legal details, but I wouldn't want to bore ya. Rock out with your cock out, also get yourself a lawyer. Congratulations, you've got a reputation.
But what about...
See ya, kid. Give me a call when you hear a song that gives you a new idea.
That's the fucking guy. Hey, excuse me, are you a musician?
Yes.
You are a musician.
Yes.
You're the fucking Coldplay guy. You're the dude that stole the Coldplay song, aren't you?
I didn't steal
I knew
the
it.
Coldplay
it's you.
Song.
Oh my God, what is wrong with people like you? What is up with that? You stole their song, man.
I did not steal the Coldplay song. Okay, listen. There was a vibe. I like Coldplay. I heard this
song.
Wait,
did you just say vibe? Because that's exactly the same word that Robin Thicke dude and Pharrell used when they stole Marvin Gaye's song. That's what they said. We're taking his vibe. What is that?
Okay, what it is okay, clearly you're not a musician. You might not know that there are only 12 notes in this scale. It just...
Oh, is party sounds one of the 12 notes in the scale? They took literally party sounds just like they have in that Marvin Gaye song. You're not going to say that's a direct steal?
How many studios have you been to? There are parties in every studio. When people are recording, it's just something they're working with.
Oh,
it's not...
God, dude, that is such a stretch. They stole that. It's just, we have that... I'm a stand-up. We have stealers in our industry, too. How many comedians out there have stolen the essence of Dave Attell or Sarah Silverman or Louis C.K., even Dane Cook, Chris Rock, Richard Pryor? It's like, get your own essence, dude.
All right. I have a question for you.
Fine.
Do you like Led Zeppelin?
All right. I should have guessed you'd bring this. Yes, I like Led
yes,
Zeppelin.
Yes, you like Led Zeppelin.
Yes, I like... Who doesn't like Led Zeppelin?
Exactly. And they borrowed... They took other people's ideas, they polished them up, and they made them even better.
Okay, I've heard that with the blues musicians, sure. But what about that one band where they took the Stairway to Heaven, the most known intro of all time. They took note for note from that band and never gave them any credit or anything.
Yeah, but there you go. You can't think of the name of the band that they apparently borrowed from.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but that doesn't make it right. Is that what you're saying? If I can't, if anyone ever steals something, they better do it better? Do you think that you did? Oh, I see. You think you did Coldplay song better than Coldplay? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
that's
that
what
I
you just said.
I am saying I borrowed an essence from Coldplay to create something of my own. It's an homage.
You're a fucking thief, man.
Look, I am not a thief. Why are you so angry anyway?
I'm upset because people have stolen my bits, man. Someone stole my bit.
Well. It doesn't even make sense. I mean, you're a stand-up comic. You're just talking about your personal life.
Well, maybe I don't talk about my personal life, dude.
Oh, I get it. You're a gimmick comic.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
It means you got a gimmick, like Gallagher. There's something, the prop or something involved. So you're afraid that if someone steals your gimmick, then you got nothing left. You'll never have an original idea again.
Oh, I just had an original idea. How about I take you to the ground, motherfucker?
If you touch my shoulder one more time, I'm gonna crack you.
Are you sure that's your shoulder, or did you steal that shoulder from somebody else?
Don't let go of my steel, motherfucker!
Spirit! His name, Spirit was the name of the band.
Okay, alright, alright. Take it easy, guys. Let's break it up. You guys are way too out of shape to be fighting.
He hit me first, officer. He's a thief. Believe me, it's the only thing this guy's done first in a while.
He stole something from you?
No, he stole somebody's song.
He stole a song?
Look, I only borrowed some elements.
Oh, the best elements? The elements that made it a hit song? What's wrong with you people? You just take people's ideas whenever you want, and you find these convoluted rationalizations for your theft.
Hold on now. Did he just sample the song? Sampling is okay if you pay for it.
No, he stole the whole chord progression and the harmonies, basically everything but the words. And his words, his lyrics, they're stupid. He rhymes pearls with girls.
You can't arrest a guy for bad lyrics. Whoa, what you sniffing there, boy? Hey, whose backpack is this?
It's mine. I have food in there.
Oh, yeah?
Your dog's probably after my food.
Well, looky here. Somebody thinks they're living in Colorado. Okay, buddy, let's get into the back of my car and we'll go downtown and talk about your apparent glaucoma condition.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Put your hands behind your back.
Oh, come on. No.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you.
Dude, you just got Mirandized.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law.
You have the right.
Wait, officer! That bag is mine. That's just my buddy covering for me.
This is your bag? Are you guys dealing together?
No, officer, it's all me.
What are you doing? You don't even know me. I called you a thief, and I wanted to fight you.
Yeah, but you're right. I am a thief. I deserve to go to jail. I stole.
Guys, this isn't about theft. This is a drug problem. What the hell?
Oh, my God! What is that?
It's like some kind of electric tornado right here in the diner. It looks like a wormhole's opening up and shit.
Everybody run!
Motherfuck!
Alexander Graham Bell?
Elisha Gray?
Where did you two bozos come from?
Holy fuck, you killed a cop!
Don't be silly. We merely stunned him with a lightning gun that Bell and I invented together. The law officer will be fine in a few weeks.
You two together? I thought you hated Bell.
Yes, I deserve to be hated. I took a great idea which would have made his career, but Elisha bounced back. All true geniuses have more than one good idea. Louis C.K. recovered after Dane Cook stole his itchy butthole bit.
You can only hold a grudge for so long. Besides, most people in the Netherworld are idiots. So who else can I hang out with?
I'm sure you have many questions right now, like, what was that electric tornado that made us appear out of nowhere? And can you really still invent stuff when you die and you're living in the ghost world? Well, we don't have time to answer those questions now. Now is the time to get revenge on Young Comic.
Yeah, now you're talking.
See you later, Young Comic. Great set tonight, man.
Thanks, Rooster.
Need a ride on the back of my motorcycle? I'll take you anywhere, man. I don't have to be anywhere at any time, so, like, need to go across town, whatever.
No, thanks, Rooster. I can't risk hurting myself on a motorcycle the night before taping my sitcom pilot for the big network.
Oh, yeah, right, right. Well, anytime you want to borrow my motorcycle or whatever, just tell me.
Cool.
You're great, man. You're the best.
Ah, look who came back. Do you really want me to kick your old ass again?
Something like that.
Wait, who are you guys?
I'm Alexander Graham Bell. Pleased to shock you.
What? Where am I?
You never been down here before? This is the basement of the comedy club. Oh, I guess only the old pothead comedians hang out down here, huh?
Oh, come on. Stop joking around. Just let me go.
You're not going anywhere. You stole, so you must pay.
Yeah.
Stop it! Now you are starting to know how it feels to be stolen from. It hurts.
They just want you to admit that you stole the bit. Then they'll let you go.
I didn't steal your stupid fucking bit.
Whoa! Just admit it, man. It will make you feel better.
The truth will set you free!
Yes, yes, it's true. I went through a period of denial. All the fame and fortune made me forget the true origin of the idea. I even convinced myself of my own lie. Say the truth. It will set you free!
Okay, fine. I stole the bit.
I knew it. You stole it.
But you know what? I made it better. The dice are more dynamic. Audiences have more fun rolling the dice than they do picking the cards. Besides, you only had 52 characters. I have 66.
That's window dressing. That's not making it better.
You've been doing that tired old bit for years. Old references and all.
Yeah, it's called polishing.
Whatever, I said it. Now let me go.
Good. It feels good to say it out loud, doesn't it?
No, he still doesn't get it. He's not showing any remorse. Bell, bring out the telephonic earpieces!
With pleasure, Elisha.
What's a telephonic earpiece?
It's a little torture device that Alexander and I devised. Based on Bell's electromagnetic design and my water membrane theory.
Hey, come on. Get that off my head!
You're gonna make him deaf. Wouldn't that be fair? So he can never hear another joke again to steal for his own. Wouldn't that indeed be justice?
Everything is set, my dear Elijah.
No! Don't turn it on! Don't turn it on!
Matt, you've got to stop them!
Yeah, I mean, isn't this a little extreme for stealing an idea?
Isn't this what you wanted? Justice?
Stop!
You see what he's doing?
Yes,
tell
I know.
Him to stop!
I don't have any control, ghost!
Stop it!
Stop it! You're yelling!
Oh my god,
we didn't
want
this!
Give me the word, Biggie, and I'll turn it on!
You're gonna hurt that guy!
No, stop!
Get it off my head! Get it off my head! Ah! Oh, I'm sorry I stole your bed, okay? I'm sorry I stole your bed!
Los Angeles, the city of angels. It's here our story ends for Phil. He never wrote another hit song, but he did find redemption in writing the best-selling book, Copycat, How I Rose to the Top of the Music Industry Litter Box. Matt finally got real and became a sometime comic, full-time marijuana entrepreneur. Both men partnered to create Giggles and Munchies, a successful medical marijuana dispensary and restaurant known throughout Greater California for their catchy jingle.
Both our customers and meats are smoked.
Sarah, meanwhile, took a different kind of medical path. After having she and Phil's second daughter, Sarah attended medical school, raising her mother's hopes that one day there would indeed be a doctor in the family.
Watson!
For old time's sake, Watson!
Mr. Watson, come here. I need you to...
To suck my cock!
You got three on that one. Elijah, good one.
The time is now! The time is now! The time is now! The time is now! The time is now!
Written and created by Matt Besser and Bobby Matthews. Produced by Brett Morris. Starring Matt Besser, Bobby Matthews, Virginia Matthews, John Gimberling, Mike Cassidy, Paul Rust, Scott Ackerman, Harris Whittles, Mike Still, Danielle Schneider, and James Adomian.